The mission team from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, is back in Jamaica, conducting the 8th review of the country's performance under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement. On today's program, head of the Department of Economics at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Damian King, discusses Jamaica's performance during the last quarter and the likelihood that the country will again be approved for another drawdown of funds under the agreement.
Dr. King, good to have you on Issues and Answers, as usual. There's a little hiccup in the IMF program. The primary surplus target for last year was missed. Does this indicate that the program is in trouble, that we're really not on the right path? What's your take?
Thanks for having me. It doesn't. And to understand that, you just have to recognize that there are some elements of the program that can be executed and aimed at precisely, and that there are some that are outcomes. And so you can only try to put in place the measures that give you the outcome you want. And good examples of that distinction is the difference between expenditure and revenue. So to meet the primary surplus target, the government can determine its expenditure precisely. It can choose to spend or not to spend money.
Yes.
But revenue is an outcome of tax collections. And therefore it is affected by the efficiency of tax collection, by the amount of inflation that the economy has experienced.
So ironically,
by the amount of economic activity.
Yes, low inflation.
Absolutely.
Negatively affects.
So you sort of aim for the amount that gives you the target. But you can always come in a little more or a little less. And so in that context, it doesn't really represent an abandonment of the program. It just represents the understandable, I think, inability to determine that with precision.
It is likely that the IMF will factor those issues in looking at its own assessment of the program.
I would think that since the missing of the target does not represent a failure of commitment on the part of the government.
Yes, that's what the EPOC chairman said.
That they would look at it quite favorably. The other thing to bear in mind, of course, is that 2 years into the program, Jamaica has now shed the reputation it had for not being faithful and committed in implementing IMF programs for the previous 25 years. So now we have credibility.
We have credibility now.
You see, we have a lot of credibility because of the discipline that we have exercised in putting in this program. Discipline that even reasonable people thought was beyond the capacity, the management capacity of the government. So I think because of that now, that anybody looking at this will believe that it was a genuine miss and not, you know, a failure to be committed to the program.
So you are saying we still have a credible economic program?
We have a credible economic program, and it seems to me we are still making a credible attempt to put in place the program. I don't think this signals any weakness.
Head of the Department of Economics at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Damian King, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyd.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.